This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Iran's supreme leader has pardoned, quote-unquote, tens of thousands of prisoners, including some arrested in recent anti-government protests, state news agency IRNA reported on Sunday, after a deadly state crackdown helped quell the nationwide unrest. However, the pardon approved by Ayatollah Ali Khamenei came with conditions, according to details announced in state media reports, which said the measure would not apply to any of the numerous dual nationals held in Iran. Ukrainian officials say a key city has been attacked by Russian rockets, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The regional governor of Kharkiv is reporting a handful of injuries after a Russian S-300 missile fell near an apartment building and another struck a higher education building in the heart of the city. In Donetsk, the eastern region, at least five civilians there were wounded in rocket attacks fired during the overnight hours. The city of Odessa in the south has been plunged into darkness with a large-scale power failure. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Ukraine's defense minister said Sunday that Kyiv would not use new long-range weapons from the West to strike targets in Russia. Quote, on Friday, our partners decided to provide us with weapons capable of firing at a distance of 150 kilometers or around 90 miles, he told a news conference, adding, we always tell our partners that we take an obligation not to use the weapons of foreign partners against the territory of Russia, only against their units in the temporary occupied territories of Ukraine, for the purpose of deoccupying our land, he said. Follow us on the VOA